This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tents made of material are forbidden in Brussels, so an entrepreneur created a foldable cardboard tent that can be carried on someone's back and is big enough to house two people. Percentage of women employed in blue-collar occupations from 2000 to 2016 shows that female representation in these industries shrunk, in some cases by as much as 10%, or stayed constant during that period. Louisiana purged 56,649 voters in 2016, almost 2% of the rolls. Such purges and the methods behind them are part of lawsuits pending in Ohio and before the Supreme Court. Large parts of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan remain uninhabitable after the nuclear power plant disaster in 2011, and it's estimated that it may take 40 years to clean up. Britain has one of the highest levels of alcohol misuse in the world. 15% of the people who seek treatment at emergency rooms do so in response to alcohol consumption, according to the National Health Service. Private school enrollment for grades pre-K to 12, including parochial schools, dropped by 14% to 6.3 million in 2016 from 7.3 million in 2006. 49% of visitors earning $30,000 a year responded to a $5 increase in U.S. national park fees by reducing their public land use or going elsewhere, compared to 33% of more well-off users. Palladium, a rare mineral used in cell phones, can be found in vast deposits in Siberia and Russia and sells for more than $1,000 per ounce. Nearly one-fifth of Syria's residential housing is damaged, according to the World Bank. One in three schools are destroyed and half of the hospitals, according to the UN. The Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, passed in 1992, prohibits states from offering betting on competitions involving amateur or professional athletes. A second Poor People's Campaign led by Reverend Barber of North Carolina is planning 40 days of protest around the country in 2018. Another coal terminal proposed in the U.S., this one in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, seems to have bit the dust as the Corps of Engineers confirmed that the Ram Terminal's permit expired without a request for extension. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.